Welcome back to AIM Inspirations on the Voice of the Cape, 15 minutes past the hour of 6, and of course, our daily inspiration by Dr. Ahmed Salma Al-Sarawi, shared, of course, by the Honourable Sheikh Munir Sataddin, who joins us online. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome back to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Of course, a beautiful Thursday morning, and of course, looking forward to the beautiful inspiration. I hand over to you to share our bit of inspiration for the day.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده نبينا مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the world and the Master of the Day of Judgment. We place our continuous blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, companions, and those who follow him. Alhamdulillah, as you say, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for another beautiful morning. And because of the nature of today's post and the length of it, I will not read out the Arabic due to time. So I'll go immediately into what is a thorough translation thereof. And Dr. Ahmed Isa al-Ma'asarawi states, the pillars of a family are the parents. Whenever we as children attach ourselves to them and we are dutiful to them, the family increases in its strength. However, when we as children fail in being dutiful and we do not treasure our parents, the family structure and all its models are lost. Therefore, society is pushing its agenda to destroy our relationship with our parents because they are our strength. Without them, we lose our direction. And subhanAllah, a very profound quote, in the strength of a family that surround themselves with the love, the respect, being dutiful, being kind to one's parents. And if we break this link, then everything else breaks. And if we look at what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says regarding this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has instructed us in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ordained for you as your Lord to worship none other than Allah and to be dutiful to your parents. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, which actions are dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he said, As-salatu li waqtiha, firstly, wala on its time. And then it was said, then which? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dutifulness to your parents. And then which? Then jihad in the path of Allah, jihad fi sabilillah. Subhanallah, dutifulness to your parents is above jihad in Islam, according to this hadith. And we know the virtues of jihad in Islam. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the pleasure or satisfaction of your Lord, of our Creator Allah, is in the pleasure and satisfaction of our parents, and the displeasure is in the displeasure of our parents. We know the importance of the dua of a mother or a father. So if we have any sort of grief with our parents at the moment, let us pick up the phone and say, Mommy, Daddy, we apologize. Even if you feel they have wronged you, always be the one who remembers you cannot repay your mother for a drop of the milk that we suckled. And we cannot repay our father for his efforts and toil within us and his investment in us. And we would not have been who we are today without our parents. So inshallah, we make our niyyah to attach ourselves to our parents, to live for their dutifulness, to live in serving them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate us in this dunya and akhirah. And to those of us who have lost our parents, remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that one of the things that can benefit them in the akhirah is the dua of a pious child. So let us continuously make dua for our parents, those who are with us, and those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka.
We say shukran to you, Sheikh, for sharing that very inspirational bit this morning. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us understanding. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The voice of Sheikh Munir Sadadin sharing once again the daily inspiration by Dr. Ahmadi Salma al-Sarabi. And as mentioned, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to implement and of course to grant us understanding of these wise words.